registration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Melly. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of.
I know that's right.
What's up? It's Uwe Hip Hop and R&B, your number one independent artist hub. We are back for another hour that we about to turn up because the vibe is big, the vibe is real. I got my girls in the building. Who is in the building with me?
You know it's Cleo, the confidence coach, right here next to you.
Okay.
It's
the
lovely Jazzy J.
Yes, it's your girl, AMG Benzo.
Yes. Yes, and we got a special guest in the building. She goes by Dutchy Blanca. Tap in, Dutchy.
Damn.
Okay. And we got some Dear Jazzy coming up, some things that make you say ooh wee.
Okay.
And we even got a game for my girl AMG Benzo, okay?
Yes. But before we get into all of that, we about to get into that DJ Nesmith.
Me,
and
okay.
You.
Me.
You. Let's get it going there. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ooh
wee.
You've been listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What is up? It's the lovely Jazzy J, and you already know. You tuned in to Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. And we about to hop into one of my favorite segments. We about to hop into some Dear Jazzy. And this week is fire. Hands down, come in with a full mind.
It's the lovely Jazzy J, and you already know what time it is. If you want to be featured on the show, DM us 2O's WEE Radio Show, and we about to hop into that Dear Jazzy. Let's do it. All right. Let me get straight into it, y'all, because y'all already know.
What's going on there?
They always crazy.
Ain't they?
But we ain't calling y'all crazy. I'm just saying, like, the situations be crazy.
They really do.
Anywho, Dear Jazzy, I've been dating this guy online for over a year now, but we just met up for the first time last week when he came in town to visit me. He's a great guy, he's very attractive, but he can't walk and uses a wheelchair. I'm usually not one to judge, but he never told me he was in a wheelchair. Is this wrong for me to ghost him? Is it wrong for me to ghost him because of this? I kind of feel bad about it. Now, you know, listen, you should feel bad if the only reason that you ghosted that man is because he's in a wheelchair. If he's a great guy, he's very attractive, and he's doing the things that he need to do as a man, he's providing for you, he's making you, you know, feel like the queen you're supposed to feel like, then why judge him just off being in a wheelchair? Now, I get it. He could have told you straight up, period, hey, bae, I'm in a wheelchair and I can't walk. But I also want to know, because, I mean, just because he's in the wheelchair, if the thing is working, then what's the problem?
I want to make sure. I don't think he's a catfish. I feel like because he came there to show you in person, it's just like, I don't know how to tell you over the phone. Let's see if we vibe. If we vibe, then I'm come see you in person. You're going to see what's up, and you're going to either take it or leave it. But, you know, you could be missing out on your blessing because you're scared. But if that the thing work?
First off, that's a catfish. Let's really
be real. They really tried it.
It's hard. So, a catfish is when you portray to be someone that you're not. In his picture, he portrayed that he could stand and walk, and he arrives and he's in a wheelchair. That is a catfish.
He can stand and he can walk, but it's okay, easier to maneuver around this world in a wheelchair. He can with help. Y'all don't know who helped him.
Cleo, I'm just done. Cleo, still.
First of all,
I ain't playing with y'all.
And how you know he wasn't just doing selfies? Maybe he didn't even show that bottom half.
Exactly. Listen, don't play with it. Do not pull up on me on a wheelchair. Y'all heard me say
they got to be loved, too. Everybody needs love.
Let me first off by saying that. We love everybody that's in a handicap. Yes, or that's in a handicap situation. Or they're just not able to use their legs. But you have to be honest with somebody. You can't just walk around and you can't roll around and think.
Oh, please. Oh, I forgot to mention.
And think that is okay.
What you forget to mention?
That I can't walk.
Oh, wow. I'm not doing that. But, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I understand why he did it, because he knew that he was going to get, like, not the response that he wanted. Yeah. But at the end of the day, if we just told the man that was, you know, telling us that he ain't got to tell us about his past, that he needs to tell us about his past, then my man's that's in the wheelchair need to let me know he in the wheelchair so I can decide if that's what I want to go with, if that's what I want to do, because he's hiding it for a reason.
Can I say something?
Yeah, yes.
I feel like this is, everybody comes with some sort of baggage. And you don't give everything as soon as you meet somebody. Some stuff you got to wait for. And I feel like him being in a wheelchair was something that deserved to be. Especially if they was out of, they was far away from each other. They wasn't seeing each other.
Yeah.
It's fine that he was trying to just wait. See if I vibe with you before I express my vulnerable self. Because this is usually what get me turned down when I'm shooting my shot to people in person. It's hard for him.
That's the confidence, coach. When you put it like the dictionary would say, then I get it. I understand. That is the ethical way. I understand that.
Cleo,
I definitely
standing in at 6 feet.
And I do know.
Would have been like, come on.
I do know there are some men. I actually have a cousin, you know. He was shot and paralyzed, you know, from the waist down. So he can't use his legs or not either. But, I mean, he had a kid. He's still doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to knock that. But you got to be truthful. There's nothing wrong with you being in a wheelchair. And I like how Cleo put it, you know. You wanted her to get to know you first, and then let her, you know. But I don't know. You took that from her.
I agree. I feel like you definitely should have been truthful about the situation. But I also can agree that a person in that situation, they is trying to find love. They trying to find somebody that's gonna accept them from them. So maybe they really just had to feel you out first before he slid that in there. But also, I feel like ain't no way. You should be basically, I don't feel like you should have ghosted him. I feel like that was wrong to ghost him like that. And just, you should feel bad because it was other ways you could have went about it. You could have even just told him like, hey, thanks for letting me know. Or, you know, I'm glad I got to meet you in person. You a great person. And, you know, but it's just you not for me. Or, you know, this is not for me. Like, you know, like maybe because you don't want to take on that responsibility and have to help out a lot. Or, you know, you never know what the situation might be. So I feel like you could have definitely handled that better, you know, as a woman. But I appreciate you so much for writing in on Dear Jazzy. If y'all want to be featured on the show, DM us 2O's WEE Radio Show, and we out of here. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no. Then you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your loving on me.
That's right.
Whip your loving on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she could quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no, you can't tie me down,
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no. Then you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row. All the girls in the barricade. All the girls that been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out. Everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet. Stand up, dance.
Make them to the cha-cha. Make them to the cha-cha. Make them to the cha-cha. He wanna hit it like a piñata. A piñata. Cha-cha, he wanna hit it like a piñata.
I need a nigga with a big stick, no bro. Gotta be rich. 20 pointers for Christmas. Gotta play for the Spurs or the Clippers. Tell
mind a business. I don't wanna be your main, throw your mistress. I'm a downshell penny, hopping out the Lambo truck with the Fendi. Back, back, where the stacks at? Grab my legs from your head like a snapback. Let you that, that aqua. Now you wanna hear like a piñata. I'm wet like aqua. Got him busting like a chopper. Make him do the cha-cha. He wanna hit it like a piñata. I need my spray from Italy. I might let you take me shopping if you tell me that I'm
free. Let me call some bro. That for sure, go.
I ain't going.
Pull up on this 3 a.m. like Boston over, bro.
They coming.
Hey, go and get a bottle from the corner store.
19.
If I was you, I wouldn't without no Trojan on. I just spent the crib in the Louis stuff. She talking about what she gonna do. She gonna do it, though.
Gonna do it.
All the room sold out. Pull up to the, yo.
The studio.
You ain't gotta drive. I'm about to send this Uber.
The crowd side.
What the fuck? I look like hopping out of Uber. Better send a chauffeur with some fur and some jewelry.
Yeah.
Only God could judge me for 12 in the jury.
Yeah.
Get from Rome if you ain't hung like a jury.
Hey.
Why you worry about a condom? Where your account?
Where your account?
I'ma need a check before I come in like a boss. Chanel bag, you got a list you can't pronounce it. Balenciaga habits, damn, I need to see a counselor. But guess in my bracelet will give up the facelift. Never trust a that don't look right in gray sweats. Like, why you pull it out if you ain't gonna spin it though?
Pull it out
said he put it in, but I ain't
let me cross
it,
the phone.
You are now tuned into a DJ Nas exclusive.
If you look good at that, if you look good at that,
egg bad,
yeah.
I'm finna show my
come on.
My egg and love, had to leave them in a the pad.
Yeah.
He was broke anyway, my new got that bag. High speed in a foreign car with the paper tag. Cut us on, looking right. Up in my mud, cause I stay ready to fight.
What's
I'm
up?
Trying to have fun, who I'm not tonight. Ain't had no in a minute, so you know this be tight.
Oh yeah.
Her done, nails on fleek.
Yeah.
Full-time mom and a part-time freak.
That's right.
My mama got the kids, finna go and get a drink. Baby
yeah.
Daddy stay mad, cause he know I do my thing.
Anyway.
You acting bad, well I'm finna act better. Stress-free, now my ass getting fatter. You got a girlfriend, it don't even matter. Got more money and I look way better.
Carisha. Sponsor my act bag, double all black bag, time for a black tag. Walking out Chanel with a black bag, yeah, let's get the body bag. Listen up, Scallywag.
I'ma give y'all that bad advice. When a broke, that's bad advice.
That's right.
Any think act bad for life. They treat a good girl wrong in a bad one night, so act bad. Never hustle backwards. Can't ball like me, they need crack. They try to act bad like me, they bad actors. Ain't change the game like us, they not
fat.
Right.
I've been blowing through the money like you're growing cheese. I've been on a French, c'est la vie. I just put them on a jet, now they all Italian. Way I'm dressed until I've been to $1,000. This lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Every night, late night, like I'm Jimmy Fallon. Crows shoot from anywhere, like you Ray Allen. Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up. Got a fur on a Tampa, got me burning up. Shorty say she graduated, she ain't learned enough. Play the album track one, K, I heard enough. Girl, the driver downstairs, better hurry up. Savage got a new, he wanna dirty up. Touchdown in NY, tear the Merce up. Hey, both take a shades with the great sense. Introduce me to it, yeah, makes sense. Gotta put her on a team, got a great bench. Linking with the ops, I did that friends.
Damn, is that my favorite DJ?
Going live on my birthday. Spending 100 racks on a new chain. Going domey, going insane. You can race with it. Going live on my birthday. Spending 100 racks on a new chain. Going domey, going insane. You can race with us, but it ain't safe.
Hey, going live, it's your birthday. You a bad, let me move you to LA. Heard you a few rappers, told her it's okay. I'ma still anyway, all black Maybach, you can ride it any day. Bump in my ear, tell her move out the way. Me, my best friend, Ben Frank, throw it in your face. Blowing all this cake, I ain't looking for a soulmate. How can I trust a she can't even walk straight? Hit me on my FaceTime, I ain't trying to see the face. I'm insane, got game like EA. Sporting all these chains, you gon' find these on eBay.
Going live on my birthday. Spending 100 racks on a new chain. Going domey, going insane. You can race with us, but it ain't safe. Going live on my birthday. Spending 100 racks on a new chain. Going domey, going insane. You can race with us, but it ain't safe.
Damn, is that my favorite DJ?
Who else got her? Glide to. Who else throw it back? Glide to.
booty, booty, booty. Yeah, I know you like my booty, 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 booty.
Sprite to the guinea when I hop off the jet. Felt so fat, but it still matched the legs. I picture Moji when he sent me a text. Him, her, searching booties like this. Big bang, I get it. Cash app, no limit. Make him pass out when he hit it. Tell me right now.
Who else got a like this? Who else throw it back like this? What else make him mad like this? What else make him act like this?
Yeah, I know you like my booty, 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 booty. Yeah, I know you like my booty, 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 booty. Yeah.
Is that my favorite DJ?
It's the Ooh-Wee Radio Show.
Thank you everyone for tuning back in to Ooh-Wee Hip Hop and R&B. I am your girl, AMG Benzo. And guess what? We get ready to get into my segment. Y'all excited, y'all?
We're excited.
Okay, okay. So my segment is called Pick a Side. I'm going to give y'all two options on the fly. You gotta give me an answer straight off the dome. Don't be trying to think about it. Don't be asking me for no background scenario. We just boom, boom, boom.
So you got no seconds to answer.
You ain't got, listen.
No seconds.
I'll pick a side. You know, pick a side, okay? Y'all ready?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Would you rather be homeless for a year or in prison for a year? Let's go, Ness.
I'll take prison.
Homeless.
I'll be homeless.
Homeless. Okay, I'm going with homeless. I don't know. I ain't. Look, y'all see,
I'm
going
to be in there.
Okay. I'm just too small for that. Okay?
I mean, I can gravitate to the people. Okay? Let's go in there. I mean, we can braid each other's hair, all type of stuff. We can know each other.
I think we all probably do. We gonna be hopping houses to houses to houses.
Exactly.
Y'all ain't say carless, y'all said homeless.
You're right.
Now with them bed bugs rolling in and out.
No, we don't want none of those.
Listen, so. I don't want to be in neither situation, but if we have to pick one, I guess I'm gonna go with homeless. I'm sorry. I'm still sticking beside it. Okay? Y'all ready for the next one?
Let's go.
Okay, cool. Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos hurt. Like really bad. Yeah, I have my belly right here.
Keloid.
And it hurt.
But you say belly? No, that's why I'm saying piercings hurt. Like I don't like the fact that they got a healing process to them. Like tattoos, it's not like I'm, oh, this hurts afterwards. It's like, okay, I'm done.
Okay.
It's terrible. All right, y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Would you rather win $50K or let your best friend win $75K?
I would like to win $50K, you know? Okay. I mean, best friend can get some of mine, but I don't know if, you know, it's hard to know if the other best friend is going to share the set, you know? So I'm going for me.
I got you. What you win?
I'm going to just go ahead and take my $50K.
Okay.
$50.
I love my best friend.
I love my best friend, too.
I'm going to have to take that.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm not spending my
money. Everybody got the same heart as you.
I was just thinking, like, I could do the $75K and let her get off the $25 and give me the $50. That's how I feel. You wasn't going to get nothing in the first place. So I don't think you would be mad if I said, hey, go get the $75. I need $25. Give me $50.
So we get to talk to her?
I mean,
she know that we told them to give her the $75.
If it ain't discussed,
see, you said we ain't
no, no, no. I'm just saying that it can be a scenario.
Nah, you didn't say that.
You said no scenario.
This or that.
My this and that is just me. I was just thinking it through. Like, hey, I don't know if anything, y'all got to keep in mind, if she gets $75K, you never know. She might be able to break you off. Because it might be your reason and the reason why she's even getting the money. That's what I'm saying. But if we speak
it, you know, I don't never want to get nobody. I don't never want to say, give this to somebody and be expecting them to do something for me. So, because I don't want to even put that kind of pressure on nobody, money, when money get involved with stuff like that, that break up a friendship.
Yeah, it can. Because
say if she got her plan, she gets 75, she got her own businesses, and I respect that. Do what you got to do for your businesses. I'm doing what I got to do for mine. As soon as I get my money up with this investment, I got you, bestie.
Yeah.
You know I got my
money. Well, I got one, y'all.
She's like, well, I mean, what if she gets up and she don't come in there? I mean, you still take a risk regardless.
Yeah.
Just saying. If your best friend is who your best friend is supposed to be, I'm sorry. I'm trusting my best friend with a lot of stuff. My best friend, we'd have been through some things that really could have made us fall out. So I ain't really thinking think she gonna do that with 75K, but I do know that money do change people, so.
Yeah, and people always, when it comes to, because I'm just a business student, so this is an interesting topic, because I'm a business student, and some people don't be as business-minded for real. They want to be an entrepreneur. They want to have a business, but they don't really know how to run a business. And I know how to run a business. I know how to scale and invest my money. And some people just don't know how to do that. Some people be about other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know how to guarantee a return. All
right. Okay. Let's keep going, y'all. All right. Waffles or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Either.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
French toast.
That's a good one. And that was it. I would have said French toast.
Only one with those two, because I feel like the French toast just don't go in those two categories. Even though I know it's breakfast food, but it's just kind of like when you come in to pick, I probably would have did like French toast. Or like
French toast would have been
a muffin or something like that. That's how I feel. I don't know. Or something. I don't know. I wouldn't compare those.
Syrup.
With syrup. All right, since y'all said that, syrup. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out during the night?
I would rather never be able to go out during the night.
I thought she was going to say that. She loves a little sun. By the way, baby.
It's boring during the day. Give me the night.
That's what I was thinking.
I take the night.
The freaks come out at night.
I want the day. I like the sightseeing and stuff.
I feel that.
I can see at night.
You're nocturnal, but
told you I'm toxic.
I come alive in the nighttime, so okay. That's all I'm gonna say. I come alive. I no cap, and that's just being real. I'm a night owl, so night it would probably be me. I know I'd be sad because I do love some sun.
I need my sleep.
No lie.
Somebody's great aunts.
Okay, next. Would you rather have Beyonce's talent or Jay-Z's business acumen? And it's not saying that she don't have it. I'm just giving y'all just two different ones. This was something I saw. So, would you rather have Beyonce's talent or Jay-Z's business acumen?
Jay-Z's business.
Yeah. Jay-Z all day.
I got y'all.
Give me that money.
Okay, next one.
We need something messy.
Who
went
in the verses? Usher or Chris Brown?
Ooh. Chris Brown. Now you say dance battle? And then, I think I'm still going Chris Brown.
I was gonna say I would have gave Chris.
Yeah. Hey, they gonna put on a show for sure.
Y'all, a lot of people be so ready to hit Chris Brown, but y'all not realize.
Usher,
I don't know.
He's an entertainer.
I'm just saying.
Chris Brown still going. He'll always keep
it.
Brown got that sex appeal.
I feel like Chris Brown is more, you know, he looks better to me.
I was just about to say, that's great. To be honest. Yeah, I was just about to say. If you like Chris Brown, just say that. I'm going to say the next one on that one. Would you rather always have laid edges or never have shrinkage? This one, because, you know, we
never have shrinkage.
Because
it's annoying.
Wait, never have shrinkage.
Yeah, would you rather have late edges or never have shrinkage?
I'm bald head, so I'm going to get out of this one. I'd rather never have none.
But when you did, I was going to say, when you did have it.
I don't know.
That's how
I don't even remember. I've been cutting my hair a long time. When I did, I had
I need my edges, though.
For sure.
Yeah, I got a big forehead, so I definitely need my edges. Yes.
Edging the edges. Okay, well, I mean, my next one would be, would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Chef.
Maid.
For sure. I'm cleaning myself, but you can cook for me when I come home and my meal ready. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Last one, Jackie. What you say, Jackie, before we wrap up? Okay, I'm going to go with the chef, because I be getting lazy sometimes. But did y'all enjoy Pick a Side?
Yes, we did.
Okay. We
enjoyed
Pick a Side.
Yes, I'm gonna get a little spicy next time. I kept it real PG on this one. You know, last week we had a good time, but I appreciate the time, and we gonna go ahead and get to this DJ Ness mix.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yes.
It's Ooh-wee, baby.
Ooh-wee.
Listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up? It's Ooh Wee, hip hop and R&B, and we about to hop into some things that make you say Ooh Wee. And I gotta start with this one that caught my eye. Okay. First off, I just want to know how far are y'all going? To basically, you know, not let your man see you looking a mess. Because apparently, this girl been with her dude and she don't want him to even see her in a bonnet. And I feel like, well, dang, when y'all move in together and living together, he still can't see you in a bonnet? Would you wait until he go to sleep first and then you gonna put it on?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I mean, literally, you going to sleep, you waiting for this man to go to sleep, then you put your bonnet on, and then you the first one up. Mm-mm. To make sure your hair pop in looking cute, like that's crazy to me. That's a job itself. Like I don't think I want to be in a relationship like that where I feel like I can't be myself.
That's too much. Mm-mm. I'm not doing that. Who doing that? Am I getting up early before you? That it takes true power, dedication, the whole nine. If this is real, you gotta love me when I'm not my best and when I ain't. Cause you never know. It could be a situation where you get in an accident, something. He's gonna see you, Miss Mamas. Like,
Most men love to see their woman in their natural element, though.
Yeah, if he don't like to see you in your natural element or you don't feel good in your natural element, you should not be in a relationship.
True. Do y'all watch Zach and Zatima?
Yes.
But did y'all ever see that episode where she was laying in bed and Zach was like, I just want to see your natural booty. She like, nah.
I saw that.
You know, and she wore makeup to bed.
Oh, wow.
And she wakes up and retouch it up. You know,
I forgot about that.
What's going on her skin?
First of all, why do you want all that makeup on your bed and pillows like that?
Right.
I mean, anything.
Well, they got enough money to, you know.
Oh, they probably got that
good stuff. Whatever
they need
to do.
I don't care about that. Makeup damages your skin.
Yeah, it really do.
That too.
I don't care about
that. She must got a good skin prep because her skin be looking good, flawless, okay?
Yes.
Or is it just that black don't crack?
It could be both.
All right, y'all. So, things to make you say ooh-wee. Let me make y'all say ooh-wee real quick. Mm-hmm. So, a woman goes on a date with her friends. Well, you know, like you have a girl's day or whatever. She talked to her boyfriend throughout the girls. They went to sit down and eat or whatever. So, she talks to her boyfriend during this event that they're having. The boyfriend like, well, I'm hungry. She's like, all right, well, babe, come through. Stop through, you know. You can have dinner here, and then I ain't gotta come home and cook dinner. So he comes, he has dinner. So everybody's drinking, they parlaying. The best friends is cool, they cool. It's two of them, they vibing, they talking, they ordering drinks and everything. So it's once the bill comes, the bill comes out in one bill, and the bill is handed to the boyfriend. So the boyfriend instantly was like, hold up. This bill should be split into two because I'm only paying for me and my girl. The friends get upset instantly, and now they're upset with the best friend because they like, your man should have paid for all of our meals.
Absolutely not.
And it's like a big thing, and I'm just was like, you know,
I guess if he wanted to be a gentleman, it would have been okay for him to do that, but technically one of y'all had to pay the bill whether he showed up or not.
True. Exactly.
So,
but they were saying that it was petty because the bill was already in one. He could have paid for it.
No, that's
what
not
if he really couldn't afford it? But he should never invite himself out to an all girls night if you wasn't gonna pay that bill for them girls.
That's kind of where I was kind of leaning at. Like, you done came up here and you done got up all in our mix in our girls night. Trying to see what I got going on. The least you could have did is paid for the meals.
So have y'all been in a situation where this has happened with y'all friends? Let me ask y'all that. Have y'all been in this?
Actually, I was just in a situation the other day.
Okay.
And the guy I was with, so it was funny because, I don't want to say too much. Okay, the guy I was with, basically, he came and I had invited him, but it was kind of all girls day.
Gotcha.
And then I invited him, and when the bills came, he didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. But it was like really three different groups. So it was a good amount of us, and everybody had somebody that they was with. But he was the only man there. And I was just like, that's a check, this is a check. And I just called it out beforehand.
And he paid for all three?
He paid for me and him.
Okay. So,
but I just called it out. I feel like she should have made that. She should have said that.
So the friend should have said that, or at the beginning, like, we all got to check. What you mean you called it? I'm sorry.
I called it out. Like, when the lady asked. Well, she asked us before we started. Oh. But he was there when we all got there. It wasn't like he came after.
Gotcha. So you were saying, like, our check. So basically, the girlfriend should have just said, like, hey, we're on a check. Y'all got y'all.
Yeah. Okay, that's her place. As being the mediator between her friends and her man, she should have been like, okay, nah. Y'all got y'all's and we over here.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. My man would have paid for everybody's. Would y'all man would have paid for everybody's?
It depends on the situation. Yeah. I'm just being honest. Like, I won't put that on him. Like, if he decides to, cool. But if he don't, it's really, like y'all said, we came here expecting to spend money. Don't get broke because my man's around. Because what if you are the only one with the man? Do my man keep paying for it every time he decides to show up? Yeah. I don't know. I guess I would just tell my man to stay at home.
If he's my man, he's going to pay. If he's a friend, just be a friend.
True. Well, let's move on, y'all, because I got one for y'all.
What you got?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, when y'all break up with somebody, what's the first thing you do when you breaking up with somebody?
Ooh. I'm going to the gym. I'm praying.
Yes, I'm going to give it to God.
To me, I'm really going to be genuinely, and I'm just going to go back to the streets.
We outside.
We in the streets.
We in the streets.
I don't know. I be like, where the money at? Like, every time I be like instantly like, I was in this relationship. I think I lost too much money in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Where's the bag?
That's me. Yeah. I'm blocking you, and I'm going to find me some more money.
Money.
But we got to take a quick break. Hop back into another DJ Nest mix. But you already know we coming back, so just be prepared for that girl talk up next.
Let's go.
Listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up? It's Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B, and we had a great show today. It's the lovely Jazzy J, and y'all already know we had that Dear Jazzy. You know what to do if you want to be featured on the show. That's 2OWEE Radio Show. Then we had them things that make you say Ooh Wee, and we always coming with them. We ain't gonna get all into them right now because we're running out of time. But then my girl AMG Benzo came through with that pick a side. Here he is. And we had our guest host in the building with us today, Dutchie Blanca.
Hey, girl.
Let everybody know where they can follow you at again.
On all platforms at Dutchie Blanca, DutchieBlanca.
Here he is. It's when we hip hop and R&B, and we about to hop up out of here until next week. Ooh-wee.
You've been listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show. Tune in next time.